Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. I want to thank you so much for tuning in on Blog Talk Radio and also on Facebook Live. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. If you ever wondered, that song is Time Is On Our Side by Blind Divine. Back, and just in case you're new to the conversation, you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, you can buy songs to use, and that came up. And I just, first song, I mean, it was like the first song I heard, and I listened like a ton of them, and it's one that I've always used, and it's just kind of cool. And tonight on the conversation, South Bend Mayor met with children in Palo Alto, California on Sunday during a family kind of brunch and saying how mean and evil Trump is and all this stuff. And we don't need negativity in this world. We need love. We need people to come together. You know, I have friends. They're like, hey, I don't, you know, hey, you can say what you want, but Trump's doing what he said he'd do. So, hey, how can I complain, you know? It's amazing because you already have people on the left going off on each other and going back and forth. And, oh, it's just crazy. I mean, I think a lot of what we have freedom-wise in this country, I mean, Martin Luther King Jr. was an amazing man who did so much for this country, and he wasn't a politician, he wasn't a president, wasn't anybody. And now you have Virginia Tech offering 10 different graduation ceremonies for if you're LGBT, if you're Asian, if you're Japanese, if you're Chinese, if you're French, if you're Irish, if you're black, if you're white, you know, because we all can't have one graduation. We're not all child of the one true king. I want to get into that. Over the weekend in, you know, in Trump's in glory old England, and, you know, it's amazing because there's all these protests. Yeah, people protesting and saying, thank God we have Trump. Thank God. We're deplorables in England, and we love him. ABC biblical scholar Sonny Hoyston of ABC's anti-Christian show The View declared that Trump would go to a pride LGBTQ parade. Well, she's half right, and I'll get into that. I want to get into, this is hilarious because you have a California Democrat who's basically coming out saying that CNN should leave Georgia because of an abortion law. I want to get into Illinois, going to be the 11th or 12th state to legalize cannabis. And I want to get into that. I also want to get into the transfer window with Manchester United and who's coming, who's not, and awesome stuff with the Premier League. So I want to thank you all for tuning into the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. John 2:1. My dear children, I am writing this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate who pleads our case before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who is truly righteous. He himself is the sacrifice that atones for our sins, not only our sins, but the sins of all the world. Think about that as you're going through your day to day and evening, or whenever you're listening to this on Blog Talk Radio or on Facebook Live. Thank you so much for tuning in. We got a wonderful conversation because, I mean, this is, I want to get into this because I've always looked at people as, I guess I've had a hard time differentiating this because, you know, I do have a hiccup kind of, like if I see like, I'm afraid people don't understand me. So, like, because I've met Mexicans that when they speak English, they speak it weird because they're speaking it the way they've been kind of taught, but it's not technically right, but it's not wrong. You know, you can understand what they're saying, but it's not really, like, proper English. You know, they get words back mixed, but you know what they mean. You know, and I've always been that person that, like, if I'm around an Asian person, I kind of have that Asian-y speak to, you know, that accent kind of thing or whatever the case, you know. But I've always looked at humans as humans. I never really looked at Asian person as anything different than a black person or a white person or a Native American. I didn't see differences. But Georgia Tech is now offering 10 different graduation ceremonies for black, LGBT, Asian students, you name it, yada, yada, yada. I mean, are we digressing in this country? Did not Martin Luther King sacrifice his life and his heart and his, and did, so that we could be free? So that we could be one? Didn't Jesus die on the cross? You're always going to have racist people. I was going to have people that think that women are better than men, or whites are better than blacks, or blacks are better than whites, or Irish are better than Scottish, or British are better than the Wales. Whatever the case may be. You're always going to have that. But I never thought I'd see a day where we degradate back to having different ceremonies. I don't get it. I identify as a human being is what I identify as. You know, I'm not white, I'm not black, I'm not a giraffe, I'm not an elephant, I'm a human being. There was a guy that was on he was on YouTube, and he was from Chicago, Ronald Davis, and he goes, wait a minute, I'm not a bum, I'm a human being. I may be down on my luck, but, you know, it's really humiliating when you're here shaking a cup. You know, I see these people going home on the Metro train, and I wonder why I can't be going home on the Metro train. You know, there's no such thing. You're not a bum. You're not a woman. You're a child of the one true king. We need to start acting like that and growing up. And, oh, now we got to have, well, wait a minute here, because, I can't graduate with her because she's Chinese. Okay? See, you got to understand something. She speaks Mandarin. I speak Cantonese. We can't have that. No, I can't graduate with her. Mm-mm. No. What? And actually, I'm Taiwanese. So, I mean, what gives? I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't get this. I don't get it. I don't understand why we're digressing. Well, they want to take away all this stuff. Yeah, there's Confederate monuments to. You need to learn about the history. Just because you leave a monument up for a Confederate soldier or a leader or a founder of the KKK doesn't mean you support it. Doesn't mean you praise it. It's just showing this is where we came from. This is what we used to, this is what used to be in America. It used to be huge. But no, it's not. We've grown past it. If you forget your history, you're going to go backwards. I mean, part of the problem we have is there's so much news out there that doesn't, that's BS, because Donald J. Trump is in England right now. And there's a video out there of all these people in England with American flags and British flags saying, we're the UK deplorables. Trump, we stand by you. Trump, we support you. Sorry about all this fake news. Sorry about all this. Because people don't know. People wouldn't know the truth if it bit them in the butt. They wouldn't. You know, I tell people all the time when they're true and when they're not, you know. And integrity is rare nowadays. And I'd rather have someone come up to me and say something I disagree with or whatever, and have them, okay, yeah, sorry, but this is, you know, call it like it, you see it, and have it be the truth, and have it be, no, man, I can't do that, man. I mean, like where I work, if they tried to get me to do something that went against my religious beliefs, sorry, I'm not going to do it. If someone, I just won't. I mean, we got to, there's integrity that's gone in this, okay? Guess what, folks? This is the newest one. Now, there was a bus crash, and Sylvester Stallone died in it, and Willie Nelson died, and Bob Barker, he was in there, Adam Sandler, they're all gone. I mean, all these people make up all these celebrity deaths. I don't know what's wrong with this world that's like, okay, here's what we're going to do, folks. Today, I'm going to make up a story that Colonel Sanders died. Well, he is dead. No, he's not. Colonel Sanders isn't dead. I've seen him on the TV commercials. He's on the KFC commercials all the time. I don't know what's happened to this world. We've gotten away from what's important in our lives. Hi, NSD. Thank you for tuning in. But, we've gotten away from... We have a generation of kids that think everything should just be handed to them and given to them. And it's so sad. Instead of being someone that's, let me earn what I have. Let me, I'm one of those people, and I've said this, and my friends in my conversation, especially the people on Blog Talk who've known this for years, I am synonymous for spending $100 to make something that I could have bought for $10. But when I'm done with it, like I made a spore, and I thought it would, I wouldn't think it'd be that hard, but then they go, oh no, if you want to do it right, you need to get and go to the leather den and get like sheets of leather and make it right. Well, and there's like $40 for two sheets or something. By the time I get everything I needed, it was like, I could have bought one for that price. But I learned, and it's not perfect, but I love it. And it was a learning experience. But, kids don't want to do anything. It's rare that you find kids that want to actually say, look what I did. Look what I accomplished.
My Facebook isn't working at all.
Yeah, my producer's Facebook's not working, so...
Hoping that yours is, and
yeah, because it's showing up on my thing.
Okay.
But I mean, you have the mayor Peter Buttigieg. When he went to California, he met with these children, impressionable kids, and talked about how mean Trump is, and how evil he is. Because.
Do you know what I would do as a parent if a politician did that? I don't even care if it was Obama and I didn't like Obama, or as disgusting as I thought Bill Clinton was. You don't do that to the president.
No.
I mean, would my child know my feelings? Yes. Would my child also know to respect? Yes.
Yeah. And it's just sad that they don't care. It's like, but there is no love lost. I mean, you cannot, I mean, there isn't, they don't care. It's all about, I want to get in at any cost. I mean, because I want to get into this, because this is very interesting. But Eric Stolwall, he's a representative from California, Democrat, said that CNN should move their network out of Georgia because of the new anti-abortion law.
CNN's going to move their network because they keep dropping in ratings.
Yeah, they're not going to have a network if they keep it up. But what's funny is his campaign, because he's trying to become president, and he's trying to get in a campaign, and he was on, who was it? He was on,
Can I turn your mic over because I can't move that, and
it's
right, there you go.
Because I have, he was on that Trevor Noah show, and he basically, to try to kickstart his campaign, he came out with this, we need to pay money to black people for the reparations for slavery. So
they have to be U.S. citizens, though.
Yeah.
For over 100 years, they have to prove their genealogy.
Yeah.
Back all the way to 1600s, and there was slavery.
It's just, I mean, I don't...
1800s, I'll go back that far.
It's crazy. He's that, it's that bad. He has no, okay, I don't know what to do. I suck. I'm not getting anywhere. So guess what? I'm going to get all these black people thinking they're going to get free money from other taxpayers because of stuff that happened that we don't necessarily agree with now. And as many of you are history buffs should know this. It was a black man who gave falsified information to the British to help us win the Revolutionary War. It was black man who was the first slave owner. There were many black slave owners. There were many black slave owners. But it's sad because Eric Swalwell's has no campaign. They don't. What has the House done? What have the Democrats done? They haven't done anything. All they've done is, okay, we're going to impeach Trump. And when someone has no, wants to run for president but doesn't have any ideas, guess what, man? You're going to get free stuff. That's right, folks. Hi, I'm running for Democrat for president in Indiana, yes, and you're going to get stuff. I'm just going to give it to you. I'm going to take money. I'm going to raise the taxes of everyone and give you stuff. That's what I'm going to do. So don't, yeah, so when your paycheck is smaller, yeah, don't worry. You got free stuff out of it. Don't worry. We're going to get rid of those tariffs and have everything come from China again, you know, and make it, you know. But, you know, when we have to pay for goods coming from China, but they don't have to pay goods, you know, it's got to be a two-way street. If we got to pay for Mexican goods coming here, shouldn't they have to pay for goods coming to Mexico? Shouldn't there be a two-way tariff? You know, shouldn't there be two-way street, you know, where, I'm just saying, I would think you'd want two-way street, you know, if you're buying these glasses, you know, if someone's making money off these glasses, shouldn't you, if you're selling them, make money off of them? You know, I sell these glasses door to door, man. These are reading glasses. They're the best ones, man. You know, if that guy selling them is making money, and then you're going to take them, shouldn't you make some money? We can't make money off of reselling these, but the guy that's selling them to me is making money, but I can't make money. No. It should be a two-way street. But many people don't want that. Is products going to go up some? Sure. The money's going to go up some. Because they're going to add that price onto, because of the tariff. But it should always have been there. You know, if people are taking advantage of us for too long. It's amazing how, like on MSNBC, how many of these, they're saying, they're not talking about Republicans. Yeah, they are. There's Republicans that are supposedly, through these Trump dealings, they're getting benefits to help them out. You know, they're getting like kickbacks. They're getting like deals with Chinese companies and all this stuff. Okay? But they don't talk about the Democrats that are getting that. Like when Joe Biden's son and things were getting kickbacks and all these different things were happening. They're not talking about that. But if it's a Republican, you know, if a Republican is getting kickbacks and special deals because he's helping out, like if you help me out here, I'll get you some, with this China stuff, I'll get you some deals. I'll get you some work. I'll get you some business. I'll kick back. If that's wrong for a Democrat to do it, it should be wrong for a Republican to do it. Don't call out a Democrat for doing it, but not a Republican. If you're going to go off on Republicans for saying that, oh, look at all these backdoor deals that they're getting because of Trump. These Republicans. Well, if Democrats are getting backdoor deals under Obama or whoever, that needs to be addressed. You know, we're not looking for the right or the left answer. We're not looking for the Republican answer or the Democrat answer. We're looking for the right answer, period. If a Democrat comes in here and, okay, I want you to own a gun. I want you to be able to protect yourself. I want to have classes in school that teach people proper gun safety. I want to have vets at every school protecting our kids that are trained and know what they're doing. I want all this stuff. Then, okay. I want to shrink the size of government. Just because you have an R or a D in front of your name doesn't mean anything. And that's what people don't get, you know? But it's just crazy when you have, like, Joe Biden attacking Bernie Sanders and Bernie Sanders attacking Joe Biden. It's hilarious because this is, if you don't believe socialism is real in America, Bernie Sanders is saying that Joe Biden, middle of the road, Joe, you're outdated, buddy. The Democrat Party is not middle of the road anymore. We're full swing socialist. We're full swing North Korea. We want to control your life. We want to own you. We want to tell you what you get paid, if you get anything. We're going to feed you. The food you eat, we want to have someone in the White House that you're going to pray to, that you're going to have photos all around your house of, that you're going to thank him for the meal you eat. You're going to thank him for the house you live in. And if you have running water or electricity, that's what they want. They want to own you. They want to control you. This middle of the road, not really, you know, Reagan Democrat. They don't want that anymore. I mean, Eric Swalwell reiterates that they want to take AR-15s from law-abiding citizens. Not, like, bad people. Law-abiding citizens. Well, then one question there, Eric. How do you keep guns away from criminals? Because remember, these school shootings are not happening in... Wait a minute, they are happening in gun-free zones. Wow. So, you know, those have to be, those school shootings are fake news. Because, you know, you can't have a gun in a gun-free zone. So you want to ban guns, really? Well, okay, well, then that's kind of funny because, okay, this school shooting happened because a gun went into a gun-free zone. They broke the law. So your gun law isn't going to work because someone's going to break it.
Criminals wouldn't break the law, would they? I mean,
they're not criminals.
Not
he's out of prison. He's not a criminal anymore.
He wouldn't take a gun to a gun-free zone, would he?
Yeah.
I mean,
no.
That's impossible, right?
Oh, wow. But that's just where we live in. They want to control you. They want to own you. They want to run your life. And people don't see that. People just see the free stuff they're going to get. Well, remember, there's cheese or peanut butter on a mouse trap. And what's going to happen? The mouse is, bye-bye. It's the world we live in. I mean, because even the media came out and said that there was all kind of divide when the Boston Red Sox went to visit the White House. And it took a man by the name of J.D. Martinez, who was on the Boston Red Sox team, to say, the Boston Red Sox were not divided by awesome White House visit. See, I'd love to be able to go visit the White House. I just wouldn't leave. Man, I want to... Man, how do I get room service here, man? Where's my room? I want my chocolate off my pillow. You can't get me to leave that, but hey. It's this whole... Let's divide this nation. Let's try to make it look like everyone's at war with each other. And if, I don't get it. I don't. What's the
question? Because if Clinton would have won, would it be this way? We wouldn't have known anything about what she's done to get into the White House. She's the real serious perpetrator. You got your Comey and your Swift and
yeah.
Those morons at the FBI.
Yeah.
You got those, but who were they listening to? Who were they being told? Who kills people who goes against them?
Yeah. Exactly.
Would we have known? Would we? I mean, we would. It would have been divided because we would not have known wanted Clinton in there.
No.
But would we have known? To the death. I mean, would the media be this outlandish, or would they would be, and we just not know? Am I making myself clear on what the question is?
Not really. I mean, like, okay, like about what she did to, like, all the illegal stuff she did.
Yeah.
You think no?
Against Trump and to steal the election.
They would not do. They would have. It would have been like Obama. She'd have been the greatest thing since sliced bread. They would have kissed her butt. They would have been all over her like, hallelujah. You know, this country could be falling apart, and they'd be praising her.
That's it. That's what I wanted to get at. Because we know who we voted for, and we know what this country was, where this country was going to before Trump got elected. How bad would it have gotten before the media would have done their job? Why are they in the tank for her?
That's the million-dollar question. I mean, when CNN keeps going in the toilet and keeps going in the toilet, okay, eventually at some point when your ratings are plummeting, you would say, wouldn't you want to turn tail?
Who is it hurting except for the people that's watching? All them people that I'm seeing it, A, can go get different jobs, and B, have enough money. There's not a poor one on CNN.
No.
The person who owns CNN is not poor by any means.
No.
So who are they really hurting?
No.
So why do they care about ratings? I mean, they want to keep it going so they can keep lying to us. Granted,
yeah, but if it
voice.
Do you okay, like, well,
that, but
so how low do you think it would go before they have to close their doors?
That's why, yeah, I don't
because know. Ratings are because advertising is done by ratings. Okay, if we can't say we'll pay,
what advertisers have they lost?
Makes you wonder because what they do is okay, well, it's also by revenue because if they have 10 million viewers, you're going to pay more. To advertise them versus like 100,000 viewers. Your pay is going to be way less. You're not going to get near as much. Because what they'll do is they'll go to an advertiser and say, hey, we're going to pay you. We guarantee you you're going to get 100 million views. That's what they do for these like specials when they have like, we're going to show you tonight. We're going to make the Eiffel Tower disappear.
Or who was it that Geraldo what?
Geraldo Rivera?
Walt.
Actually, it was Jesus' tomb.
No,
that's why it was
it.
Empty.
Would you stop?
Was it empty? Yes, it was.
It wasn't in his tomb. Was it in Jerusalem? Or
how do you know?
Really?
It was.
Because
it's Geraldo Rivera. It's fake news.
I'm
just, but hey.
Okay, you got me.
But I will say this though, I actually
you got me.
Yeah, But I want to thank you all so much for tuning in on Blog Talk Radio and wherever you are around the world. Thank you so much. And also, don't forget to like whatever, hate whatever, because I can't tell who's watching. So if you have a question, feel free to shoot a shout out, whatever, because I'll have people come up to me. Yeah, man, I watched you. Man, that was an awesome show. Like, I'm like, huh? Because I can't tell who's watching, so.
And your cat just walked into the studio.
Yeah, my cat just walked in. Hey, what's up, buddy? But, you know, it's one of those things. And, I mean, I guess I'm one of those people that it makes you wonder, like, what, I mean, like, it's like when you have, I want to get into this because this is hilarious. ABC is hosting, I know Jesus, she is a, what is it, where's my notes? She is a biblical scholar and theologian. Sunny Hoyston of ABC's anti-Christian show The View declares that Jesus would attend the Pride Parade. He would be there. You know what? He would be there. What are we taught? Love the sinner, not the sin. Do you think he would be there going, thanks for, I know I made you in my image a man, but you want to be a woman, congratulations. Jesus wouldn't be doing that. He went to the wretched and the poor, and he went to the needy, and he went to the prostitutes and the hookers and all that to help them get away from that. He wasn't there saying, congratulations, man, how much money did you make today? That wasn't him. That wasn't Jesus. Yes, he would attend a pride parade, but he wouldn't be proud of him, saying, look, I created you in my image, and you got to be the opposite sex or something? What where did I go wrong? What did I... Thank you, Hiawatha. And that I don't, I guess I don't understand, because I know God made me a man. I know what God created me to do, you know. And that's what I do. I don't hate gay people. I don't dislike. That's their choice. I don't agree with it, but that's their choice. And it's just one of those things that we all go through and we all face. And it's just when you see some of these people and what they come out with, and they don't tell the whole story, because would he attend? Yes, he would. But would he actually be like pro? Would he have like a rainbow flag? I don't think so. You know, it's just one of those, it's a different world than what I grew up in. You know, I remember I grew up in a world where your neighbor had a key to your house in case you need to get in. Or if it was on fire, they could go in and try to do something, save your pets or whatever. Now, I don't know if I would trust anyone with a key to my place except for, like, my Anesti or family that I know, that I trust. You know, like Tommy. Tom Cisco, I would expect to come home one day and find my house rearranged. But I would love them. You know, that'd be Tommy for you. But it's one of those things. It's a different world, you know. We don't, I mean, there's a video that I put on my conversation page, and it's hard to watch because it brings tears. Because when you see a guy that was at a fast food restaurant and he's kind of disabled and has issues, and the guy that was ringing him up decided to go out, cut up his food and help feed him. And it goes to show that humanity isn't lost, because this guy has a hard time eating. He can't eat. He can't feed himself. And this guy was cutting up his food and feeding him, and it's amazing. It shows that humanity is not lost, that there are still great people out there. I know great people are still out there. We need to show the world that. Show the world that there is. I remember, I forget, 3 or 4 years, probably about 4 years ago, I'm on my way to work, and I'm listening to K-Love, because I donate to that station, I love it, it's great, and this lady called in, she goes, They go, hello, you're on Caleb. Is this the Pittsburgh Water and Sewage? I said, no, this is a radio station. This isn't the, and she, I guess the number to Caleb's is so close that it was, she thought she was calling the Pittsburgh Water and Sewage Company because her water was about to get shut off. She wanted to try to be put on a payment plan. And they instantly decided to pay that lady's water bill. And they said, ma'am, after we're done talking, stay on the line. We're going to pay your water bill. And she goes, what? She goes, yeah, we're a Christian radio station, and we want to pay your water bill. We want to help you out. We want to give back. We've been blessed. We want to help you. And it was like, it's amazing, you know, that and to see stuff like this where a kid is like cutting up food and feeding someone that can't feed himself and being there. Because that's what it is. I'll take anybody that listens to the conversation, and I'll take a knife, and we can cut each other, and I guarantee you we'll both bleed red, because we're all humans. And we need to start acting like it. We need to start being there for each other. Instead of, oh, how dare you, man, you racist, man, you Trump supporter, how dare you? We need to come together. Okay, you have the right to think the way you want to think. I'm not asking you, or I'm not telling you, you need to think like I think or whatever. You don't have to help somebody. I don't have to be there for my coworkers. I don't have to help out Hiawatha. I don't have to do anything for anybody. But someday, I'm going to need that help. And someone's going to have my back like I had theirs. And that's what it is. Okay, if I give somebody $5, that person probably ain't going to give me $5 back. But someone down the road's going to be there when I need it. And it may not be $5. I may just have a hard time getting a bike I'm getting for my wife in the car, and they have a big truck, and they put it in the truck, and they take it so that I can get the bike home and hide it so my wife doesn't see it. It may not be what the same thing. You may get $5, you know, you may get $10, and who knows? It may be someone helping you. And maybe, hey, I want to do this for my wife's anniversary. Oh, I got some stuff. I'll help you out, man. And hey, I'm just giving, you know, I was blessed. You know, I got 70 pallets of this. Take some. Okay. Yeah. Just so that y'all know, June 27th is me and my wife's anniversary. See, I know that stuff. I'm that kind of man. I know my wife's anniversary. Yeah. I got some kind of things planned, maybe. Maybe not. Who knows? But that's what we need, a world that's more like this, with people that, instead of this divide, well, the Red Sox went to the White House and there was a big divide seeing the president. I would go to the White House if Obama was there. I didn't agree with him, but I wouldn't disrespect him. You know, it's just one of those things that, you know, we've grown so apart where, like, you can't tell a joke anymore. You can't say anything. I mean, because you have a Democrat Senator, Ed Markey of Massachusetts, who has come out, and he was the author of the failed Green New Deal. And he's like, I'll never take dirty money from oil or gas lobbyists. But the truth is coming out that he has. He has taken money. It's called, yeah. But the money he's getting, sure. You know, that's what you have. Hey, it's cash. You know, they don't care. It's because you have these people that, oh, the world's going to end and all this stuff. Well, it's 12 years now. Well, Al Gore's been saying it for 30 years. You know, look into the facts. Whether you support Al Gore or not, or whoever, when one of those people, when Al Gore uses more electricity in 1 month than most people use in an entire year,
I think he
You know, that's, you don't have to be.
You have an AOC. Oh, you know, we can't use our SUVs and we got to get out of electric cars or whatever. What does she go around in?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's like Bernie Sanders when he sits there and, okay, we need to take away your Second Amendment right. And what's around them? 50 cops, fully loaded.
It's good for us, but not for them.
Yeah. Yeah, good for what's good for the goose should be good for the gander. You know, if it's, because I would say that, okay, Bernie Sanders, so I want to hear you right. So you're telling me that I should give up my Second Amendment rights when you're surrounded by people with guns. How does that make sense? I just want to. I'm going to get into this because this is some very breaking news as of about 4 hours ago. The Parkland High School shooter is arrested. The deputy who failed to confront the Parkland shooter for inaction. And if you don't know what that means, is if I'm a police officer and I'm guarding a school and a guy sneaks in from another door and starts shooting at the school, if I don't try to confront him and take him out, I can get arrested for inaction or not doing my job, not confronting him, not being there. And he has been arrested for that because he kind of just hightailed it out of there. Okay, that's why you need to have vets. A guy with a gun, you kidding me? I'm used to being a gunner on a Humvee with a 50 cal and having tanks and all kinds of explosives and one guy with a gun. You kidding me? Crap, I'm used to having sniper fire coming from all directions. Just me here. So, I mean, and it's sad because we're a child of the ones who came. We need to be there for everybody. You know, we're all made in His image. And somehow we've gotten away from that. Like, I'm paid to protect these students at Parkland High School, but when a shooting happens, I'm not going to fulfill my God-given duty to be there to protect. God gave me my wife. I remember my dentist. It's not a dentist office. They're basically, they pray for you, everything, and all this stuff. And she told me one, because I was losing it, and she goes, see, you trying to find your wife. It's not your job to find your wife. Stop looking and give it to God. And when I stopped literally and gave up, I found my wife, and I will do anything for her. I will go to the ends of the earth for her. If I can give her a heart of anything to keep her, I will do that. Because that's what God entrusted me with, the care of my wife. Just like God entrusted the care of these students to that officer, that deputy who didn't do his job. We all have a job to do. I take care of residents. 300 plus every meal. But you don't say no. You just do it. If someone falls down, okay, we need to get a nurse in here ASAP. Okay, yeah, just call 911. We need an ambulance. You know, whatever the case may be. I can't get into specifics of anything because of HIPAA, but we have it. We all have jobs to do. We all need to do our job and be there for everyone else and help everybody. Because my job, I work almost every Sunday. So, you know, it's just going forward, we have a better world for our next generation. You know, NASA footage is showing that the ice caps are getting bigger, not shrinking. But guess what? The world's going to come to an end. We all need to come together and work together and be as one. Just because you don't agree with global warming doesn't mean that you can't support recycling and planting trees and doing stuff like that. That's a great thing to do. Illinois is now, I think, the 11th or 12th state to legalize marijuana recreationally as of January 1st. Because all these things that we were taught, oh, it's dangerous, there's going to be violence, there's going to be shootings, there's going to be killing. It's not happening. These kids, like, I remember I used to drink when I was underage. Wow. But now it's like, okay, what's the point? I don't see a point in it. I've not gotten benefit from it. You know? And people are starting to see that with cannabis. Because teenage use and younger use is going, it's legal? What's cool about it now? It was kind of like the let's try to hide and smoke because it's illegal. But now you're starting to see, hey, I'm getting it. They're starting to realize that, hey, it can shrink tumors, and they've known this for a long, long time. It can reduce pain, fatigue, all these things that we've known for thousands of years. Just, you know, they're starting to realize, hey, there's some benefit to this. Got about 3 or 4 minutes, and I want to get into some English football, Premier League, transfer news, and stuff like that. But it's like there are people that, and I say this openly, there are people that no matter what you tell them, they're never going to support Donald Trump. No matter what you tell them, they're never going to support Hillary Clinton. No matter what you say, no matter what you show them, they'll never use medical cannabis. They'll think it's deadly, it's dangerous, period. I deal with that all the time, the stigma of it would have probably saved my brother's life. He was against it, didn't support it, and that was his choice. He had that. That was him. But he respected the fact that I supported it, that it helps me. It helps my myopathy. And it helps my muscle issue. The problem many people have is, okay, if you get it in the black market, okay, what are you getting? Who knows? And now that all this stuff that was said, if you ever legalized it, this is what's going to happen. When none of that has happened, when like accidents behind the wheel are plummeting, when teenage usage is plummeting, when opioid abuse is going down, when all these things are, these positives are happening, well, let's look at how much money they're making. Let's do this in our state. Let's do this. Let's get this medicine out to people. And it's one of those, it's a big thing. Because people are, I mean, we're having to break away this stigma of that you're, that like, oh, if you go to church, you're a good person, but if you smoke pot, you're a bad person. Just because you go to church doesn't make you a great person. I've met people at church that are very judgmental. You know? We all got to come together and realize that we're all different. God created us in His image. We're all different. And what works for one person might not work for someone else. Now, I will keep you updated because I think I might be doing, because I should be off, but I'm thinking Wednesday the 12th coming up here, I might be doing my story. I've got to write it and stuff. If many of you know, I run a support group for people with metabolic, for myopathies in general, whether it's steroid-induced myopathy, metabolic type, all different. And it's going to be something where, you know, I'm going to tell it's going to be my story. My doctor's like, people need to hear your story, how you, like, carry on regardless and try to keep going even with everything that gets thrown at you. And so the 12th is probably when I'm going to do it. I will have updates soon, but I will just keep you informed on that one. It's not going to be a conversation. It's going to be totally separate. It will be on Blog Talk. It will be on Facebook. So, and I will be tagging. It will be linked to my support group so that, and I'll probably have the link up like a week before. So, or like at least 5 days before, so that, you know, you can put that in your calendar if you want to see that. Cause I had one of my friends out of blue just like opened up like, well, about being alone and this and that. And I'm like, wow, you know, so, you know, and cause like so many people, I guess, as I wrap this up before I get into the Premier League, you know, there's so many people out there that like Facebook is like this picture perfect rosy world when not all of us are super picture perfect. Not all of us, you know, if you ever heard the song by, you know, Dear Younger Me. Dear Younger Me, where do I start? You know, if I could tell you everything that I have learned by now, you listen to that song and it gets you. Like, would you change anything about your life? I don't get into what I changed anything, what I've done stuff differently, you know? So, it's just one of those things. But, let's check some stuff out here.
I'm going to show you what your dad posted on Facebook after you're done.
I know. I saw the car.
What?
Yeah, the MG Mark II.
Yeah, we'll talk later. Did you see how much you wanted for it?
How much?
$24,000.
How much
is it worth?
$24,000. He told me if I could get any more than that, I could keep this. Well, I told him, I said, I would start that. Yeah, my dad, if you don't know really quickly, he's selling an MG Mark II because he had one as a kid and he got one and now it's way too big. He can't fit in it. And he's trying to sell it. And I'm like, I would want way more than $24,000 for it. I'd want like, you know, like.
Your mom wanted to, you know, oh, she wants to strangle
me. Yeah.
You know, if you were to do something like that and buy that without letting me know.
Oh, I would never do that.
Issues.
Well, it'd be for you. It wouldn't be for me.
Issues. Because I wouldn't want that. I would, no.
Well, although, no. Okay, what if it was what if it was your dream car?
Well, then that's a different thing. I do love the color of it.
Yeah.
I wonder if you sell it to us.
But, I mean, how can you be disappointed right now when the fact that we're linked to Bruno Fernandes at Manchester United? I'm excited. I can't. I think it's going to be interesting to see if we get Bruno Fernandes. There is talk that we've put in a £55 million bid that can climb up to 80 million. No, it's 50 million euros that can climb to 80 million. Daniel James is just a matter of time. He's had family issues majorly with a death in his family, so we know he's coming. Bruno Fernandes. It's going to be interesting to see as I get into some Premier League news and what's going on. And it's going to be interesting to see. I think we can't fall into this trap of, I know it's cheap to keep. I mean, what was it? I saw a post today, and I think it was on Twitter. And it said, like, what? Oh, yeah, here it is. Since 2015, here are the numbers of players that are still at the clubs. Man City only has 7 players that still exist that were there in 2015. Liverpool has 9. Chelsea has 5. Arsenal has 4. The Wolves have 2, and Manchester United are holding on to 18 players that were on the team in 2015. That are, most of them are past their prime. They're not the, if we want to compete for Champions League titles and Premier League titles, they're not good enough anymore. They may be great people, but if you can't keep, I mean, if it's a 100-meter dash and you're taking a minute to get there when you should be doing it in 10 seconds flat, probably time for you to move on and do something else. And, you know, I think it's going to be interesting to see, because I think Ollie is like, this is what we need, you know. But he's going to be, day one is going to be crucial for us with him. Because if we still have Alexi Sanchez on the pitch, if we still have Phil Jones and Ashley Young and Marcus Rashford on the pitch playing game one, then we know that he's going to keep that player, that mentality, that, oh, well, they know what the club's about. They might know what the club's about, but at the same time, are they still getting, because, oh, yeah, let's say we took Paul Pogba and he went to Juventus and they gave us, I don't know, let's say they gave up Cristiano Ronaldo. They won't do that. He's on the end of his, he's on his last two legs. He's still very good, but what are you going to get? Maybe a year out of him? We want to get, Alex Ferguson was successful because he was thinking about the future. Okay, this is my team now, but who am I going to keep? Who's going to be there? I want to, okay, when Juan Mata leaves, who's going to replace him? Well, Mata should have been gone a couple years ago. Who's going to keep him? Who's going to replace him? Who's, you know, you got to be constantly keep the out. I mean, you got to be ruthless if you want to be a dominant championship side, and that's how Alex Ferguson was. I mean, granted, like when he had players like Ruben Nostroy, one of my favorites, when he had the ankle injury, he was never the same. But, you know, I think when we get into this, I always joke that I'll tell you once the transfer window's over, who we got. Because, I mean, you go back and forth with all this. Are we going to get Bruno? I think Bruno Fernandes is a very likely signing. Koulibaly, I don't think Serie A is going to let him go. No matter, I mean, it wouldn't matter. United, I mean, Real Madrid could say, here's $400 million. And they'd say, no, we're not selling him. Manchester United has adamantly said that Pogba is not for sale. We're not getting rid of him at any cost. He probably cost so dang much money that, well, who's going to pay the $150 million he's worth? I think we'll get Juan Bissaka. I think we'll probably get Bruno Fernandes. I think we'll get Felix. So, yeah, and that's the biggest thing I tell people, because, okay, there could be 10 news reports saying that United, credible, are going to get Bruno Fernandes, and at the last minute, Real Madrid pick him up because they put in a £100 million bid and we bid $80 million. And United wouldn't pay $101 million just to ensure that we get a great player. But
it's all about money.
Yeah, it is. The Glazers are all about money. They're Jewish, I think. Nah, just kidding. I don't know. They're American. I do know that. And there was talk, actually, of, like, Saudi Arabian businessmen that are, like, billionaires that wanted to buy United that like, want to win. And those guys would be incredible because they'd be like, okay, you've got whatever. I don't care. You buy whoever. We'll give you all the money. They don't. Okay, we will get Serie A to get rid of Koulibaly. He will come to United, I guarantee you. If we have to bomb Serie A to get... Yeah, I know. to all my friends out there, it's just a joke. To all the football fan, but, you know, I mean, but the Glaciers... But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And keep in tune, because maybe next week sometime, because I'm off, I'm going to try to do the My Story. I will have a link up beforehand. And it may change. The link will be the same, but I may add to it as like a description. But we'll see. It's just going to be something that my doctor's like, man, people need to hear your story, what you've been through and what you do. And you're carrying on regardless and how you try to keep going and doing, you know, and it's not easy. I mean, my wife is the first one to tell you with fibromyalgia, you want to do all this stuff, but your body says, there's the couch. You don't want to get up because you're in so much pain and hurt and fatigue. And remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of the divine providence, who mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till next Thursday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.